Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it's generally in the summertime that religion is snowed under. We're happy to have the opportunity of talking to you about the Bible. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. Let's return now to our study concerning building a strong spiritual life. All of us have observed from time to time a person who just seems to be outstanding in regard to their spiritual development. We watch them as they go about their everyday walk of life. We watch the maturity with which they deal with the problems that come to them. And we suggest in our own thinking, that person has grown spiritually. They're a strong spiritual giant. On the other hand, we observe some people whose religion is merely a matter of profession. They say to us, "I'm religious," but it's not a matter of anything that they do that indicates that spirituality. Well, when you go through that kind of life, it isn't hard to see nothing has been done to develop a strong spiritual life. Well, I believe that as we suggest from day to day, this week we're talking about some things that will help us to grow spiritually. I believe these things are things that will be good for anyone and that will help us in growing into the kind of spiritual people that we ought to be. Maturity is not attained in one leap. I don't today decide I'm going to be mature in Christianity and take the leap and then tomorrow I'm that strong, mature Christian that I would like to be. No, it's a matter of growth. It's a matter of development. So Peter says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. We've suggested, first of all, for us to grow spiritually and to develop a spiritual life, we need to be acquainted with the Word of God. That would involve us in daily study of the Word of our Lord. The psalmist David said, "The happy man," Psalms 1, "is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law does he meditate day and night." Do you remember when Acts 17 and verse 11 was written, Paul said of the people of Berea, they were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be so. My friends, there are people who couldn't tell you if you're telling them the truth that's revealed in the Bible or not. Why? Because they never read their Bible. They don't know what the Bible contains. It is not infrequent that someone will begin talking to you about religion and say, "I don't know much about the Bible." There's a reason for it. We don't know much about the Bible because we don't study it. If we read our Bible, we'd know a great deal about it. But on the other hand, if we don't read our Bible, we ought not to be surprised when we come up lacking as far as spiritual development is concerned. Certainly, we need to think about God's Word and think about it daily. David said he meditated on the Word of the Lord. The word meditate simply implies not only have we looked at the words, but we have allowed those words to be in our mind, in our thinking, and we're developing, as a result of that, attitudes and the things that are necessary to make that passage really important to us. So dwelling on the Word of God, meditating on the things that are taught. Wouldn't this be a good idea if a person, when he arises in the morning, would read a passage of Scripture and then throughout the day would many times reflect on what was said in that passage? Wouldn't it help us to be stronger spiritually if we spent some time just thinking about what God has said? I believe that all of us are certainly better because we dwell on the Word of God. This is one of the reasons that we appreciate our listeners to Bible Meditations so very much. In regard to the things that they're doing, they're just as busy as anybody is. They have other things to do, and yet they take the time on a regular basis to listen and to read and to think and meditate about the things that are said in God's Word. No wonder these are some of the strong spiritual people of our community. We are glad to have people listening who want to know what does the Bible say, and they're willing to give a 15-minute time period of their day to think about matters that are spiritual, and we're hoping that they supplement Bible Meditations by their own Bible study as they read and learn about the will of God. Certainly, the Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy to study, to give himself diligently, to apply the Word of God to his life and rightly divide the Word of truth. That passage, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, suggests that Paul was telling Timothy, if you want to build a stronger life, a spiritual life, do it by studying the Word of God. Dwell on those things that are taught in God's Word and properly handle aright the Word of God. You know, there are things that very clearly are very, very dangerous, but that's when they're not handled properly. You might think about a gun, and many of us are afraid of guns. We don't want anything to do with them. But, very obviously, guns have a purpose. And when they're used and handled properly, they're not all that dangerous if they're handled in the right way. Now, that's true with reference to the Word of God. The Word of God is so important, so necessary for our growth and development, but it has to be handled right. Just like a gun can be a dangerous thing, so the Word of God, or at least a part of the Word of God, misused or mishandled, can be a dangerous thing to men and women. It seems to me that people who are the very least religious take the Bible only as a weapon that they can use on other people. I had a gentleman that I used to be acquainted with. He's not now living. But any time that you talk to him about religion, his one passage that he knew in the Bible, I don't know if he knew anything else at all or not, but he knew this passage, was this, "Judge not that you be not judged." He knew that was in the Bible, and he used it only as a defense for himself. He wasn't about to do or listen to what the Bible said. And he thought that he could defend himself by using that one passage, "Don't judge," and turning a person away from saying anything to him about religious matters. My friends, knowing a part of the Bible and misusing it is not at our advantage. It's not going to make us stronger spiritually. Yes, we need to spend time daily looking into the Word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17 is a passage that many have committed to memory. The passage says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Now that just tells me if I grow in faith, I'm going to have to hear the Word of God. The Word of God is that which produces stronger faith. What a great privilege it is to be able to read your Bible and to read of great men of faith, such as Abraham or David or people of that caliber, or of women like Sarah and Rahab and others who are commended because of their strong faith. Reading the Bible tells us about those situations that they faced, about how that their faith carried them through many of the problems that they faced during life. and how that faith in our lives can help us to be able to confront Satan and able to confront the problems that are related to our everyday walk of life. If you have not yet made daily Bible study a part of your everyday regimen, I suggest you do so to build a strong spiritual life. We appreciate being with you. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.